Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. That little band from Texas, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lisa Magnuson is our guest, our new friend. We're going to hang on to her. She's got a lot more to teach us, so she's not going to be a new friend for long. She's the author of a new book called The Top Seller Advantage. This is fourth book, is that right, Lisa? Is that your fourth book?
Third book.
Third book, okay, all right. So congratulations on that, and toplinesales.com, is that the website?
Yes.
And the books, I'm sure, is available wherever books are sold. We're talking about selling to executives. You know, this thing that one of the things that's happened over the last 30 years, 30 years ago or more, small businesses were pretty much backwater mom and pops. But since with all the downsizing and everything that's gone on the last 30 or 40 years, small businesses have formed to take over the jobs that got downsized, and that created a B2B sector that we didn't have in the 70s and 60s and earlier. And so now we've got this, and so we've all got to get smarter. We've all got to get, but even local retail operations, even local food, restaurants need to learn how to call on executives, don't they?
If you want to do business with bigger companies, the answer is absolutely yes. And I just want, there was one other thing that I want to say before we had the break. You talked about what did the C-suite executives have to say at the end of the chapters in my book. And there's one other little teeny tiny hint that I think is really cool. End the meeting early.
Yes.
They you know, what came through time and time again in why they would take a meeting, why they would find it valuable, and what would cause them to take another meeting is respect for their time.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single executive, that came up in every interview, the value of their time. And so end the meeting 15 minutes early. If you scheduled 45 minutes, end at 30. If you scheduled an hour,
point. End
at 45, they won't forget you.
They'll appreciate that. you know, and I go another step on, if I know I'm going to go by for, if I ask them just for a moment of their time, if I say, can I come by just for a minute? Like, for example, I like to take them a gift of some kind, something that I thought that would mean something to them. And I say, hey, I want to drop something off. I'm only going to be there 3.5 minutes. Can you give me 3.5 minutes? I actually say a half minute. And of course, that's intriguing, and they'll say yes.
Yeah.
And then I do what I want to do, and I leave in 2 minutes.
Yes.
And they say, where are you going? I said, look, I said 3.5. I'm giving you a minute and a half back.
That's right.
Here's the thing. More than likely, they'll say, well, come in and have a seat. Now you're on their time.
Yeah. They've invited you in, and you still need to be respectful of their time. And
that's right.
Even when that happens. But, yeah. The they will remember that. I have one executive that said, I don't even have time to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm scheduled back to meetings. I'm scheduled on Sundays for conference calls, you know, with other countries.
Right.
You know, it's crazy what the C-suite executives, their schedules and what they're balancing today. It's unbelievable.
Well, if you're going to do any kind of you know, just chatting with them, chat with them about what's on their mind. Don't chat up what's on your mind. I mean, let them say if they're upset about their child or something else that's going on, but more than likely you can say, you know, how's business? How are things going? If you want to try to find out what's going on, and I'm going to come back to what I said earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on this. My best tactic has always been trying to get them to focus on their customers so I can figure out how to help them with that. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And I'm a big advocate of pretty extensive pre-call planning when it comes to calling on an executive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you are basically, you've got, before you're even going into that meeting, you've got a little dossier on who they are and what they're interested in, and things like who are their customers and where do they stand within their industry, those kinds of things. And then you know you know how you're going to open that call, so you're not going to take too much time on personal stuff, and it is, and anything personal is about them. You know kind of what you want to accomplish based on what they want.
Can you imagine how successful you would have been 20 years ago if you'd had LinkedIn?
Oh, it's LinkedIn makes, you know.
I hope these young salespeople appreciate this miracle that they have in their, at their hands.
It's true, but because of LinkedIn and other just great, you know, companies that provide, you know, really, I mean, there's companies where you just can buy executive dossiers, you know, like, you know, as part of what they, you know, the research and stuff that they provide. But you know, now people expect it.
I'm thinking about the referral opportunity, though. And if you can get a referral, you can learn about somebody, can't you?
Yeah, well, and you also, that's such an excellent point, because you have 50% or greater chance of meeting with that executive. The number one reason they would take the meeting is if you are referred by someone in their organization.
Right.
The number two is somebody that they know. Not within their organization.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two best. And if you're really talking C-suite, that's the only way to go.
This book is full of these tips that Lisa has learned over years and years. The 48-hour rule in relationship momentum, how to open the door to executives. This book is full of that. The Top Seller Advantage by Lisa Magnuson. Lisa, good job. Will you come back?
I will, Jim. It's been great talking with you.
We'd love to have you back. Lisa Magnuson, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.